At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado priest has been accused of sexually abusing a minor and has been put on leave. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Parishioners at St. Mary Catholic Church in Aspen were told that a former priest was placed on administrative leave, pending an investigation into allegations of sexual abuse. The priest, Reverend Michael O'Brien, left Aspen in 2011, and the abuse was alleged to have taken place between 2004 and 2008. Before his administrative leave, O'Brien was serving as a pastor at St. Anthony of Padua and St. Peter, two parishes in Julesburg and Crook on the Eastern Plains. This, according to the Archdiocese of Denver. The allegations of abuse have also been reported to the Aspen Police Department. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado business leaders are feeling less optimistic about the economy than they were during the summer, CPR Sarah Mulholland explains.
A new report from CU's Business Research Division says the Delta variant is the primary reason for a drop in confidence levels since the survey was last conducted in June. Executive Director of CU's Business Research Division, Brian Lewandowski, says companies thought the worst was over this summer and had to reassess their outlook when COVID-19 cases surged again.
I think these businesses are reflecting on that, as well as new concerns that are popping up.
Those new concerns are led by supply chain problems and inflation, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
United Airlines says more than 97% of its U.S. workforce is vaccinated against coronavirus. United will lay off some 600 employees who have refused the vaccine. President Biden's vaccine order requires shot or weekly testing at companies with more than 100 workers. Companies that don't comply with the mandate can face thousands of dollars in fines for every violation. United says its layoff should not affect service. The U.S. Senate has confirmed President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management, Tracy Stone Manning, headed the State Environmental Agency in Montana. This is CPR News.